3, 2, 1.
California, it's The Gathering. Here's your host, Sky.
What is up? Hello and welcome back to The Gathering. I am your host, Sky, as Jeremy said. Thank you, Jeremy. And as I always say, as I was reminded today, I guess you can't gather alone. It would be contradictive, but I never gather alone, so I'm going to say it anyways. I got Oscar.
Wes, how's everyone doing tonight?
What's up, Oscar? We got Daniel with us tonight. Hey, Daniel.
What's up, everyone?
And we got the Big D.
What's up, dude?
What's up, Derek? So, welcome back to The Gathering, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us again for another hour of fun-filled nerdness. We got a lot of nerd stuff to get to tonight. First off, we are coming up on our 1 year anniversary next week. So that show is going to include some special guest stars. We have a special chip, super hot eating 1 year anniversary. Thanks to Daniel for getting that set up. And we're actually going to do this 1 week early. I was going to announce it next week. We've kind of teased it. But starting today, or tomorrow actually, we are going to officially open the Gathering Swag merchandise store. You can buy t-shirts, mugs on there. We're going to get some children clothing by the special request of one Gathering member. We'll put some of that up soon, but we have sweaters, stickers. I do have some stickers to give out, so I'm going to give that out to the Gatherings, a couple of fans that I know that I can personally give them to. But don't forget, if you ever want any of that stuff, hit us up, join us, our Instagram page. Like stuff. And speaking of Instagram, Daniel?
You can follow us at the_gathering_nerd. Yeah, and like Sky said, Sky said, our store is going to be posted on our about page, and you can find the quick link right there and then shop around.
Yeah, and all the store is going to actually help. This is the Gathering's plans for this next year. And hopefully, if possible, if not, we'll get there. But we'd like to get into one of the conventions sooner or later, get a table, sell some merch. Probably, I mean, we all got a bunch of collectibles, so we can always take some of that. But just to have fun, like, let people know what we do and, you know, just try to grow the following. We got, you know, thank you for everyone who's been with us since the beginning. If you're just joining us, this is how the podcast works. We're a bunch of nerds. We talk about nerd stuff. We talk about movies we like, anime, video games. We go into three segments. So it's a fun ride. We have a great time, and we're always willing to take suggestions and even criticism. So you can always put that on Instagram, you know, and feel free. We may listen, we may not. You know, we do this show more for fun than than to be serious about it, because shit, we're talking about nerd stuff. So anyways, that's the housekeeping note for this week. Sorry, I had to talk a lot because we're getting a lot of stuff in. So next week will be a live show. Every show is live, but it'll be officially live. We'll be all in each other's presence. So without further ado, let's see what the Gathering members are up to this week. Oscar, what is going on? What is up with you?
Wes. Well, honestly, I just been keeping myself busy. I've been organizing my room, kind of putting everything differently. I mean, I'm coming up in a different area of the room. I cleaned it up a little bit. I was lagging on cleaning my room. Still looking for that Lord of the Rings. You know, I actually found the three draft repicks. So right now I'm just gonna see if I can make a deal out of it, and if I can't really lower the price, then I'm gonna put down the down payment on it and make it official.
Nice. Wow, dude, it's coming up, man. It's coming up. That's awesome.
You know, it's been an interesting journey. Any out there, you know, with your loved ones and, you know, special someone, and you guys are, you know, getting to that marriage state or talking about it, it's a journey. You know, it's something that you really got to think about, like, to yourself. It's like, you love this person, you know, you got to really find that ring for her. It's like, diamond in the rocks. It's like, you know, you want that ring to feel that special to her, because she'll be carrying it around on her, you know, when, you know, until you guys are married, and hopefully until you guys die old and wrinkly.
So
or you get divorced.
Sadly.
So now I wasn't trying to go there, but okay. Now I'm thinking she listened to it, because he's like, oh shit, I gotta make up for all that shit I've said. That was very sweet, Oscar. Thank you. And that's
what's
awesome,
up,
dude.
Single ladies, West West.
That was, if you go back to the first podcast.
When I first said that, I was really nervous and I didn't know what to say, so I just said the first thing that I can't tell mine.
Yeah, that was,
you don't say.
Oh, that was the best. That was so. For those who have not listened to our first episode, which I don't recommend, but I do because you get a laugh. It's so different because it was literally us just going, "What the hell do we do?" But Oscar's first intro is, "What's up, single ladies?" or something like that. West West. It was funny, dude. But like, you kept the West West all year, man. It's great.
Like a male stripper DJ. Yeah. What's up, ladies?
That was great. What's up, ladies? anything else, Oscar?
No, other than that, no. Just been chilling, you know, pretty much that's it.
Cool. All right, Daniel, what's up, man? What's up with you?
Oh, man. What a week of episodes, TV shows, movies, headaches. So much to catch up on news today, but that's what my week was. A bunch of movies and TV shows I had to catch up on.
Oh, man, I got some stuff for that. Like I'm actually super surprised at some of my reactions to certain stuff this week, but we'll get into that. And I agree with you. It's been a big week for that. So it's pretty exciting, actually, like all the stuff going on.
Yeah, so. Definitely. Other than that, got my shot, my COVID shot. Work is kind of getting back to normal. So everything seems like it's going the right direction now, kind of going back to normal.
Yeah,
it's 1 year later.
It's exciting. I mean, literally 1 year later, it's exciting, you know, but I'm going to tell you this. I think that, you know, it'll take a little bit of time before it's super normal, but it's just cool to kind of feel that. And it's weird. Like I feel like I've been waiting for it to get normal for so long and it still feels far away. It's so weird. I don't know.
I agree.
I guess because Disney's not, I think Disney is the official. Once Disney opens up, then I feel more official.
Next month.
I know.
Remember, though, if you go on a ride, you cannot scream.
I know.
The CDC's policy says you cannot be screaming on the ride.
I know. We'll get into that because I have a couple questions on that. What you guys think about that coming up? All right. Daniel, got anything else for us, man?
That's it. That's my week.
All right. And Derek. What's up, Derek? How you doing, man?
Good, man. Just so far this week, work and hit some new retro shops. Bought Twisted Metal for the PS1.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and Bloody Roar. That game was pretty dope, yeah.
That's a dope game.
It is. Got a few new VHS tapes, some classic movies. I was looking for Man Beast, but surprisingly someone actually bought Man Beast, so it's not on the shelves anymore.
Man Beast.
Man Beast, yeah.
I can't believe that's actually the name of a movie. I know it is, but it just... just a little disclaimer. I went on, we were hiking and I was just, you know, like, I don't know how it came up. We were talking shit about, like, if there was a guy in the mountains, he looked like a man beast, like making shit up. And then Derek had to, have an emergency, number two break. And I was yelling cause he was down behind a bush. Is that man beast?
And then I like stick my head out.
Yeah. Totally like perfect timing too. It's
fucking crazy. Yeah. So, go to Maker Center, find some new parts for the computer. Ordered a mic, so I'm pretty excited about that. So the quality of my mic, at least, it'll be a little better.
Yeah.
Makes
a difference. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, yeah, it does. I mean, I've been learning a lot about microphones and stuff since the class was, like, hitting in. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it on my end, man.
Well, and Derek, I'm gonna say this on air, so you're gonna have to say yes, but... I dropped off my PS3 at that one retro shop we went to that they said would take it. So in a couple of days it may be ready. So let me know, because if I can't get out there, I might have to send you for recon recovery.
They fried Jake's PlayStation.
Jake told me about that. Yeah,
they fried it.
You know, but so for those who of you don't know, PlayStation 3 would have what was called the red light of death at one point, where it would just, you push power, it would go green to yellow to red, and it doesn't turn on. It means the motherboard's gone. But there is ways to fix it, and it could be fixed literally for one day or 10 years. You just don't know. So I was at the point where, like, I either try or I don't, because it's the release PlayStation, the original PlayStation 3, which actually plays the PlayStation 3, 2, and 1. So it's a pretty sought-after console. So that's it.
Interesting.
Yeah. It sounds interesting. Oh. You guys sound totally into it.
Oh, cool.
No, Xbox had that too. They had the issue called the Ring of Death for the Xbox as well.
Oh, yeah. I remember the Ring of Death. Yeah, I remember that. And that just meant you're like, it was gone. God, I remember that. That's so funny. Like, you would be like, oh, shit. You knew it was done. But you know what? They made those things originally to only have, like, a life of 10 years. So I guess most of them lasted that long. You know, I don't know. Anyways, I'll go into my week a little bit. As I said, I took that PlayStation in. I actually have, I'm still waiting on my NES to come back, but I do have a what's called a Retron machine. So I've been playing some of my old NES games. It's a lot of fun, dude. Like, I'm having like elevator action, and there's Legend of Kage, which is a cool game. So all these old games, there's a Rush Attack, which is literally a Russian attack game. And it reminds me of, like an 80s movie. It's so funny. Like the music. Oh, totally Red Dawn-ish, you know, like the tanks. And oh, it's a great, like what they would do.
You see all 5 pixels.
Yeah. All 5 pixels. It's, you know what? I'm surprised that Nintendo actually did a really good job on some of their games. Like when it comes to, when you jump from ColecoVision to Nintendo, what the jump was. Cause when you guys come over, I'm going to put on some ColecoVision games for you. And you'll be like, what the fuck is this? Like, they're so bad, you know. But anyways, that's kind of it for my week. I just been doing a little bit of that work, you know, and kind of resting my back up a little bit. I hurt that, but other than that, dude, just as Daniel did, watched a lot of cool shit, you know. So I think that's it, man. You guys got anything else?
No, that's it for me.
Yeah, Sam.
All right, let's jump in.
News.
All right, just to start up, this happened this week.
The great darkness begins. I will bathe in your fear.
We have no fear.
There's an attack coming.
Not coming. It's already here.
Zack Snyder's Justice League was released this week, and I know we kind of text chained about it. I know, Daniel, you saw it, correct?
Yeah, I saw it.
Derek?
I don't care for it.
Yeah. Oscar?
Yeah, I still need 3 hours. I'm barely got just to the beginning of the movie. I never got fully through it.
All right. We're not going to go into a whole in depth on this, but I'm not done yet. I'm about 3/4 of the way through, because it's 4 hours long. For those of you who don't know, dude, I'm liking the movie. Like, I gotta say, like, I actually am enjoying this version of the movie, and I wish it was the version I would have saw in theaters. Like, it's actually good. And I mean, I know they did like a $70 million like retro refit, like redo on it. You know, so it better be good. But Danny, what do you think?
I don't know. I don't want to rain on your parade.
No, rain on it. It's fine.
I don't know. Like, part of me wants to say I like it, but I honestly, the only thing I really enjoyed like the most is Stephen Wolf. I think he did so much better, and how he played on the new version so much better. Other than that, everything else seemed kind of like, it's still all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's better story. I understand the story a little bit more efficiently, but I still think it's all over the place.
My issues with the first release was Steppenwolf and the story. And I think they filled a lot of those gaps up. So it actually, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, because Steppenwolf looks so fake. He looks so shitty the first time. I think he looked good. I think it was kind of cool, man.
Yeah, I agree. He looks so much better. But I think, too, there's a lot of parts missing from... Because once you watch the original one, you have that in your mind. Like, okay, that scene is from part of this. Mm-hmm. And then when they make the new one, you don't see some of those scenes. So it kind of throws you off. And then the ending...
I haven't seen the ending.
I know. I don't want to ruin it for you guys, but the ending is kind of weird. It's just really, like, everywhere. I was really very, very disappointed with the nightmare scene. Okay. I just want to say that very, very disappointed.
Okay. So this, it's a remake. You guys are going to burn me on this. So this is a remake. This is not an original. It's a remake.
No, it's just, right? It's not a remake.
It's a repolish.
Yeah.
Repolish. Because the original director got fired and got left. So somebody else, another director, took over and did his version. So now the original director came back and he's doing it how he wanted to.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. Now I understand. Oh, no wonder the movie sounds so like familiar. Like I seen this movie. I was like, wait, I thought this is a whole new. I get it now. Okay, now.
There's a lot of the original in there. A lot of new because he had filmed a lot of scenes that they didn't obviously use. So I think you know. I knew Daniel wouldn't like it because there's a bad taste in all of our mouths from what DC has done to us, like literally bent us over the last few years and made us like super happy. Like, oh, this is going to feel good. And like, it hurts every time.
Yeah.
So
no, I think it was good. Like it was way, obviously I give it 10 out of 10 compared to the old one.
Yeah.
But I still rank it around like 7, 6. It's better than the original one. For sure.
So it's okay.
It's okay. Like it's a good watch. But it's a long watch. I watched 1 hour one day, and then I binge watched 3 hours the next day.
Yeah, I've been. This is my third day, and like my third hour. So I can't. There's no way. Like I don't want to watch it that long, you know. But if you watch it in parts, you're gonna enjoy it more because you're not like it. Because it drags. It will drag because it's just a long movie. Long movies. I'm not a big fan of anything over 3 hours, anyways. But.
Yeah, watch it. And I want to take your whole opinion when you get to the ending.
We'll update that next week. So, there's another clip. We'll move on just because I don't want to Justice League everyone out. But I suggest watching if you're a fan of the DC universe. It's definitely an upgrade. So, all right. Are you guys fans of the movie Tremors?
Yes,
I am. Yes, especially the first one.
Yeah, Daniel.
Yep.
So there's two gentlemen, Kevin Bacon and Michael Gross, have never actually redone a Tremors movie. Not that they're going to do it now, but hopefully one day that they do. But they were the two stars of the original one. So, not two stars, but they were two stars. Michael Gross, I mean, they weren't fighting together.
They're more memorable.
Yeah, most memorable. But this is actually a really cool commercial. It's for Visible Wireless. You got to hear this.
Kevin Bacon here. You know me from 6 degrees of, well, me. But it's time to expand to the power of 12. 12 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Yep, I whittled that. See, Visible is wireless with no surprise fees, legit unlimited data, powered by Verizon for as little as $25 a month. But when you bring a friend every month, you get every month for $5. So I'm bringing everyone within 12 degrees of me, starting with my dentist, Sarah, and her assistant, Mark. And their barber friend, Mia. I'm thinking we stick with the stash. And their really hip acupuncture group. It's very underground. Which includes my old co-star, Michael Gross, from that cult 90s film about sandworms.
Trevor's!
Yep. And I also brought my two stunt doubles, both named Trevor.
What's up?
Damn. 12 months of $5 wireless. So bring your friends, friends of friends, and get Visible.
It's actually kind of cool to see him on the same screen again. It's like in a desert scene when they show that. So it was actually really cool because I love that movie. One of my favorite B horror movies of all time.
Nice.
And then I got another piece of info for Derek. Derek, did you hear about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? The return? Yeah, the sequel. Yeah. It's basically the sequel.
Yeah, with the sequel? Original Sally.
Yeah,
Sally's gonna come back in it. Yeah, I heard about it.
With the original actress, she passed. Obviously, it's been a long time since that movie came out. I think it came out in 1974. But it's a sequel to that original movie, and there was only one survivor in that movie, and they're going to actually sequel it with her, like that character. That's pretty cool, man.
I know, right? Ooh, pretty excited for that.
It's only, what, like 50 years, like 50 years too late, but shit, I'm in.
I'm always up for Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah. All right. Here's one I actually was going to, because I know we definitely like one of these actors, but Nicolas Cage and John Travolta, they're trying to get these two back to do a sequel for this movie. I don't know if you guys remember the name of the movie. I'm going to get gathering a little question here. Do you guys know the movie they both starred in where they're both
face off,
completely over the top, dude. I love that movie because they're so insane. So I don't know. I think that'd be kind of cool. Have you seen that movie, Daniel, Oscar?
I want to say yes.
Yeah, same here. It sounds familiar, but I want to say yes.
All right, check it out. Tell me what you get. That's actually, if you guys get bored and have nothing to watch, watch that movie. And actually, our audience who's listening, if you want to see Nicolas Cage completely over the top, that's a great one. Another quick note: Black Widow. They're going to make it a last-minute decision. They said May 7th, but it may not be May 7th if enough theaters aren't open. So just stay tuned for that. And then this Oscar mentioned this. No screams on roller coasters. What is up with that, dude? Why even ride it then? I'm not a screamer on it, but I think that's part of the fun, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, even having your mask on the ride, that mask is going to fly off for sure.
I don't know. I just think, like, if you're going to open the theme park and people, you can't like restrict people from screaming. Like, imagine being on a Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, that ride makes me like go every time, you know, because it just brings your nuts up into your chest.
That's to your mouth.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No nuts in my mouth ever. Not even my own.
All right, Sky. Sure. All right. What happened?
So I don't know. What do you guys think of that? Do you think that that's even possible to enforce? Like, what are they going to do?
I don't know. You know how they're going to enforce that. That's stupid. Yeah, that's just stupid news.
Real men don't scream.
Ooh. I don't know. I don't know why that sounded so sexy, Derek.
Look at you. That's going you. That's why, Sky.
Hey, ooh, sexy time. Oh, shit, Derek. Also, you know, this is actually the news that made me super excited this week. I consider this like breaking, gathering nerd news.
I don't want to grow up on a toy's rocket. They got a million toys and toys that I can play with. I don't want to grow up.
They are going to reopen Toys R Us in the United States.
Oh, hell yes.
Right, it hasn't
all been, about that. Yes,
it hasn't been the same.
Only old people are excited for that. Nobody knows toys anymore.
Oh, they don't just have toys. They have video games and pops.
Where you go to look at all the Game Boys. You know how you walk in, the Game Boys are right there, right in front of the store.
Oh, so good. I like. Wait, hold on. Oh yeah, nerdgasm. Oh, I can't wait. I don't know. I love Toys R Us. I've always loved Toys R Us. I remember as a kid going up there and looking at all the video games and like seeing all the cool cover art on them and like just wanting them so bad. Like just go walking down the aisle. There's like commercials out there. If you do some deep dives, you can see like commercials of like Star Wars toys and how they were and like 30 Millennium Falcons. It's just so cool. Like Toys R Us had it all. It was so cool.
I love Toys R Us.
Yeah, me too. All right. Last thing, and then I'll let you, and if you guys got any nerd news, let me know. Okay, so I sent Derek this trailer earlier today, and I just sent it to you guys. You might not have seen it yet, but this movie looks freaking cool, dude. Like, I love vampire movies. It's one of the genre in horror I love. And this actually looks like a cool premise.
How do you know, husband, whether you will save your wife?
We make plans for things. Life happens.
I want to live a bigger life.
You know, Anne, I am surprised that you wound up marrying Jacob. Whatever happened to the adventurous Anne?
Oh, this is so tempting. I just can't do it to Jacob.
Yeah.
So you're going to get pretty much music for the rest of it. But basically, this is like kind of a goth kind of vampire story where, you know, unhappy housewife goes, almost cheats, and then like chaos ensues. She gets bit by a vampire and like the husband walks in at some point and she's like eating this guy on the floor. She's like, it's not what it looks like. Like it's hilarious. Derek, what do you think of the trailer, man?
It looks pretty good. It looks intense, but it kind of looks like a horror comedy in a way.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was right up your alley. So I was like, if Derek's in on this, I'm going to be in. Because Derek has a good taste for horror.
I'll give it a look. I mean, it's on Shudder, which is, for anybody that doesn't know, is like the horror Netflix. So they just have horror on that streaming service.
It's on Shudder, really? I can't. See, that's the thing. That pisses me off because
what?
Because I'm not gonna get another streaming service, so I'm out then. I gotta pay for another.
It's okay. I mean, it's all right.
You have it, Derek?
No, I have the free trial of it, and it was just kind of like, oh, well, I've seen a lot of these movies already, and they're like on Netflix and Amazon and Hulu. Okay. But again, I have like all the three major ones, so at this point, I'm like, yeah, maybe I should.
I don't know.
Another streaming service?
I think there's a point that becomes too many streaming services, though. Like right now, because no, it's Disney Plus, it's Hulu, it's Netflix, it's Amazon Prime. I feel like animation or anime, you got Crunchyroll and Funimation.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's HBO Max.
Even Hulu has a section of anime as well.
Hulu has a pretty good anime section, not gonna lie.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I agree.
I don't go on Hulu much. That's the one I don't open that much, actually, is Hulu.
I do. I use that much.
Yeah, the Hills on there. I got some nerd news.
Oh, what's that?
There's some negotiations of bringing back King of the Hill, my favorite animated show.
King of the Hill, yeah.
Yes.
They're going to try to bring it back?
They're talking about bringing it back. So it's going to be picking off on what happened. So at the end of the series, so I'm pretty excited.
I don't know what happened at the end.
You're missing out. Rewatch it. It's on Hulu. It's the only reason I got Hulu, actually, was because of King of the Hill.
I'm watching Young Rock on Hulu. It's actually pretty good.
That's a good one.
It's actually pretty good.
What about Young Drake? Is that have you seen that one yet?
Oh, man, I wish. That'd be awesome.
It's actually like... So they animate him as a piece of poo walking around on the screen the whole time.
All right. Actually, okay. Did you hear about the he took top three billboards, the only one person in the world had done that before?
That's the only
100 billboard. Bam.
The only case you have.
No, that just happened last week.
That's what happens when nobody goes out, man.
Yeah. He's counting his COVID stars. He's like, yeah, no one's doing anything. I can take advantage.
It's my time to shine.
You guys are all haters.
Yeah, no, always and forever.
What's your nerd news, Oscar?
Okay, two things. Anyone that's a big Demon Slayer fan, the movie Demon Slayer Majin Train comes out on April 23rd, and it's gonna be on digital. On the streaming service, on Apple TV, Microsoft Store, Vudu, Google Play, and the PlayStation Store, and Amazon. Ooh. That's for the Demon Slayer movie coming out. I've been waiting for it. I've been trying to look for it online. I still haven't found any links or any dark web pages to look at the movies, but no, I couldn't find it. I'm very upset with that. And then the second thing is... Shanghai Zhou Tong University and Ryujin Hospital, this has to be in Japan, and gaming company have signed an agreement for a laboratory to explore brain-computer interface technology. Like there's an anime show called SAO, Swords Online, where it's basically a virtual reality, but except you're in the game. Your physical body will be like where sitting on a chair or laying on the bed, and your brain will be physically into the computer, into the game that you're
into
playing.
The into Matrix. The virtual reality.
Yeah, something like the Matrix. Exactly.
You know what? We're screwed, dude. The Terminator's coming coming to life. We're done.
I honestly sign me up. I'm down for that virtual world. Sign me up for that. That
sounds lame. Cool.
Honestly, that sounds pretty cool. You know what? It's just because you're on Drake's cat doesn't mean you don't get to fight.
No, but what's the point of being virtual? Might as well do it real life.
Yeah.
What the?
Man, real life, they're not gonna let you do like all these cool ass powers, dude. I'm all for it, dude. That's some next level shit.
You can start
VR.
VR isn't gonna give you the full extent of the thing, though.
You guys are all, you know where your head is at with this thing. Don't act like it's gonna be cool flying and shit.
Watch if it happens and it's like gnarly. Watch daggers and be like, oh yeah, dude, yeah. I'll probably buy it.
I'm in.
I pre-ordered mine already.
Yeah. I'm two, one for the living room.
Hey, I'm not the one talking shit. Why don't you talk about Daniel, fuckers?
I didn't say you.
We didn't say anything to you. We're talking about Daniel.
Oh, I thought you were saying me.
No.
But okay, if you want to get involved,
we can do a volunteer.
If you want these hands too, then.
You guys are gonna put virtual VR and then go for a hike. Wow, we've been to Yosemite.
I ain't trying to go on a hike in virtual reality.
I ain't trying to go on a hike either. I'm trying to see anime titties.
Hey, I'll join you. I'm down with some anime.
Hey, you're going to get the real Ring of Death if you keep saying that.
Yeah.
I got one piece of news as well. PlayStation actually bought what is it called? EVO, the actual fighting championship?
I saw that too.
Yeah. Sony bought them out. And they have some really cool plans for it. They didn't detail what plans, but I mean, I'm all for it.
It's kind of good and bad because now the whole EVO competition is going to be off of PlayStation.
Yeah.
Really? Just like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be surprised if they let like Xbox play too.
I think it might be an exclusive, really cool. To be honest.
Also, one more thing. I'm sorry about that. Xbox actually bought Bethesda, or they have a contract with them, so they're only making games for Xbox.
That's right, Bethesda. Yeah, they made a contract with Xbox. So right now,
everything currently now and futures that go to Xbox. So we're talking about like Doom, Skyrim, pretty decent games. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Doom was a breakout game when it first came out. That thing was huge.
Yes, right now on Xbox on the store, if you have a Game Pass, they let you play the original Doom.
Yeah, that was
and the updated one too. They have, I believe.
Yeah, the original. When the original Doom first came out, only on PC, it was a great game. That and then Diablo. I don't know if you guys ever played the game Diablo.
Love Diablo.
Yeah, that was a great game too. Good. PC game.
What about Half-Life? Anyone play Half-Life?
No. Yes, sir.
Never played that.
No.
All right, let's go. We'll jump in. We can come back to this another time, but I actually want to get into Captain America. It's actually not Captain America. The whole show's about him, but it's not called Captain America. It's Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Did anyone see it?
I did.
Yeah.
I got to say, dude, took me a little bit for Wanda, but this I was in right away, dude. That opening scene is probably one of the best opening Marvel scenes out of even the movies.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's like big, it's epic, it's like on the, you know, like it's fucking cool, dude. So I was in right away. I like how they're going into Sam and Bucky's life a little bit. That's kind of cool. And you know, it's really cool to see how they really are playing the effects of the blip still. And I really like how they're playing the effects of the blip. Like it's showing
like
you
the
how
honeymoon, the honeymoon stage is over.
Right.
Like everybody's like, oh cool, we got everybody back, so happy. Now it's like one of the scenes, I don't want to ruin, but like they're trying to get a bank loan. It's like, you haven't made any income in the past 5 years.
We were gone. Like,
I haven't been here for 5 years.
Yeah, just try not to get too much in detail because I want to watch it. I don't want no spoilers.
We'll do a bigger one next week on it. But let's just say like this is very, it was about 50 minutes. It's about half, you know, like half a movie. And it was good. Like I was a couple shock moments for me. I loved it. So I give it probably a 9 out of 10. Like it's really good. Yeah. Derek, what about you? Did you like it? Love it? Hate it?
I like the Winter Soldier bits. I didn't really care for the Falcon bits, honestly. I thought the opening was pretty dope. Like, come on. It's pretty sick. Like, I can't really give it in detail because Oscar haven't watched it, but the opening was good. I didn't really care about the drama for the Falcon. I'm all for the Winter Soldier, though, because it was so funny. I'm seeing just...
Yeah, his dream sequence was pretty sick. I like that dream sequence.
Yeah, yeah.
Oscar, check it out next week. Everyone catch up next week on that, because I'd really, really, really like to get into that. Now, we are going to jump into a segment we've been doing the whole time, but it's actually got a name now, an official name, and it's called Back in Time. I'll be back in time. Gotta get back in time. I'm just a huge fan of Back to the Future, so any chance I can play a clip on... I was actually going to use a Doc Brown one, and he's like, we're going to go back to the future. The first one, but it just didn't have enough of a flair to it. So anyways, are you guys 007 fans? You guys like the movies?
Sir.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. I give it up.
We lost. Oscar muted himself. Yeah. But he was basically going to say 007's fucking awesome, and I'm not going to talk shit about it because...
I like it, man. It's pretty good.
Yeah, the West on the ladies. All right.
Well, that's not cute.
All right. Well, on this week in 1964, James Bond started, or Sean Connery started filming the third movie in the franchise, which is my actual favorite James Bond movie, Goldfinger. I gotta say, that's an iconic theme song, like Star Wars and Indiana Jones. Like, they have an iconic theme song there, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm gonna see if any of you guys, one of you better know this. Otherwise, I'm taking away your Hispanic status for sure. Okay? Gone. 1970 new. I can't speak of the English. 1972. Fuck, I just said it, didn't I? Yeah. God damn it.
All right. I got it. Good job.
Taking the native card away.
This song, I love it. So bad. Would any of you guys have gotten that? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Does that sound like Godfather?
Yeah, I would have.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have.
I love that original movie. So good. Okay. This lady actually had a number one song back in 1973 with this. And I think actually the remake / rap version's a little bit more popular, but she originally sang this. Drumming my pain with his feet. Killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song. That's Roberta Flack. And you guys know who did the rap version of that, correct? Anyone? For bonus points?
Mary J. Blige?
Nope. Anyone? Bueller?
No.
The Fugees. Too late. The Fugees. All right. And 1977, one of my favorite shows growing up, premiered and starred Jack Ritter, Suzanne Summers, and Joyce DeWitt. Anyone have any guesses? Nope.
No.
No. Right. You're too old for us, guy.
I know.
Come and knock on our door. Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you. With a kiss is our hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
You guys have seen the show at least, right? Three's Company.
Yeah.
Three's Company.
Yeah.
You know what? Jack Ritter was actually. It's a classic. Now, actually, I know Daniel's going to give me a hard time about this, okay? And I'm okay with that.
Oh, my God.
But
who
actually,
else does he know? Who does he know
today? Who's his best friend today?
So one of the stars on this next show, I actually, in my short-lived TV / movie career, had the opportunity to be on a show with him. And the show was called The Krypton Factor. This show came out in 1977 as well, premiered. And then later on, he went on to go star in the show Charles in Charge. You guys probably don't know his name, but I'll give you a chance in a sec.
There's a magic in the early morning we found. When the sunrise smiles on everything.
The TV show was Eight Enough, and Willie Ames was one of the stars of that show. It's actually a really good show. It's very 70s, like, happy family time show, but it was a good show.
You're old.
You know what? These shows, because back, even if a show came out, let's just say in 1977, in the 80s, you didn't have all these streaming services. You didn't have, like, yeah, but you barely could buy a VCR. They were, like, hundreds of dollars. So everything was on rerun. It was in syndication. So you would... Happy Days would come on at 7 o'clock at night. You know, it wasn't always like all these shows would be replayed and replayed and replayed. So you just, and there wasn't that many networks. So you were stuck watching them. So yes, I am older. That's the beauty of the show, by the way. It's the fact that we split generations. So like there's certain things which is coming up, which is a show I never saw. And you guys will have, I guarantee at least two of you saw that, but we'll be there in a second. In 1982, this band did their first live show and premiered in Los Angeles. Let's see who can get this one.
That there's not much left in me. Nothing is real but pain now. Hold my breath as I wish for death. Oh, please, God, wake me.
I just went ahead and chopped off everything. Oh, God. Please make them hear me. They won't listen. They won't hear me.
I love that song. One of my favorite Metallica songs. So. You guys are Metallica fans?
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Nothing Else Matters is my song right there.
Oh, that's a great song too. Okay, so where else in the world can you listen to Metallica and next listen to this guy?
It's just me against the world.
Mr. Tupac Shakur, he was the first. What's that?
I'm just laughing because I know Oscar's like, well, you know, he's alive. He's in Hawaii somewhere.
I'm not gonna say anything.
That's
he's actually in Detroit.
He's actually doing a live. Thank you, Tupac. He's actually doing a live version in studio right now with me.
What do you guys think I get my weed from?
From Tupac, yeah. I figured. Yeah, that's why you think you see him, because you've been smoking it too much.
You're hallucinating now, man. Yeah.
The only reason he made this list is he was the first male artist ever to have a number one album and be in the jail at the same time. That was back in 1995. Now, this show I've never seen. My kids did watch this show, and I'm sure one or two of you have. Any of you guys know the name of that TV show? Which one of you guys have seen this show?
Everybody.
I've never seen this show. See, it evens out. Tomato, tomato.
You guys are too young.
Too young.
You know what's funny is that if we're talking about age really quick. It was on class and stuff, and somebody in the class was like, "Can you guys imagine being like in your late 20s?" I was like, oh, dude, that hurt.
That sucks.
That hurt.
Oh, man. All right, I got a question for you. 2012, this movie came out. This is a hard one, so you get double bonus points and could possibly be the winner of the podcast today if you get this. What is one of the biggest movie flops of all time, made by Disney, lost over $200 million? Any takers?
Disney, really?
Yeah.
They flopped. It flopped.
This movie flopped. I actually liked the movie. I thought it was pretty cool. I think it was originally a book. Anyone?
Well, they're all been books. They've all been books.
It's in 2012.
Uh-huh.
Considered one of the biggest flops in movie history, made by Disney. Too late. John Carter.
Yes, I did really hear that.
Yeah, one of the biggest flops in movie history.
I thought it was a good movie too. Yeah,
I liked it.
I think it flopped so bad that they canceled the actual like sequel that they were planning or whatever.
They were ready to go, and they're like, "Oh hell no, we're not losing this kind of money." So they lost a lot of money because they put a lot of money into that movie because you could tell. I mean, it's good quality, you know. All right,
they made more money than Superman though.
I'll bleep that out for Adam's sake. In 2014, this lady come out. You never get to see. You came out and released this song, but you never get to see her face. She always has people dancing for her, but she always wears this big bow. I think it's the weirdest thing, but I love this song.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Ring up my doorbell, I feel the love, I feel the love.
All right, you guys have any idea what that song is about?
No.
She's an alcoholic. That's why I like it. Okay. All right. In 2016, speaking of Superman, the Man of Steel, and Batman, this movie came out, Batman versus Superman. And that's all we're going to say on that shit. That's enough of that. He is definitely no John Williams. All right, moving on. I'm going to get shit from Adam for that for sure. 2017, this movie came out, and you know what? I was actually hesitant to see this. I thought it was going to be a really crappy movie, and I actually ended up really liking it. It was a remake, a live-action remake of the original animation, a classic, but here you go.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, that somebody bends unexpectedly.
Have you guys heard that version of the song? I think it's
I have.
John Legend and what's her name? Ariana Grande? Am I saying that right?
Ariana
Grande. She it's actually a really cool version. I still like the original the most I'm not gonna remember her name right now, but I love what's her name? Angela Lansbury? Is that correct, Derek?
I actually don't know.
Oh, you son of a So what did you guys think? Did you guys like the animated version better or the live action better?
Never saw the live action.
No? That's actually kind of... I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I still like the original because it's just the original. Mm-hmm. But it's actually the live action was not bad.
So, okay. What movies translated well for Disney? going from animated to live action and which ones did crappy. I haven't seen them all. I did like Jungle Book. I thought that was cool. And I did like this one. I actually haven't seen Aladdin or The Lion King.
Aladdin was okay. I didn't think it was that bad. I actually enjoyed it.
Okay.
Lion King.
Yeah,
Lion King, I didn't really care to watch it. I don't know why. I love The Lion King. Jungle Book, I think one of the best ones, I think.
Jungle Book is really good. The Lion King, there's something about that movie in animation, which was really good. Like, it was almost a perfect movie, like, when it comes to, like, a Disney animated movie. Like, it was so fun. It was so well done, you know? So, like, to remake that, you take out the magic. And the reason I didn't see Aladdin is because I can't see anyone else playing the genie except for Robin Williams. Like, to me, he's it. Like, it would have thrown me off the whole time.
Actually, Will Smith did a good job, though.
He did?
Yeah. He didn't copy him. He made his own, like, version of it, and it was good. And I'm glad he didn't try to copy him.
He kind of did that. I feel like he kind of did a little spinoff of when Shaq, when he was Shazam.
Okay.
You know how Shaq was with kind of like with the rhyming and with the riddles?
Uh-huh.
I feel like Will Smith kind of went that way as well, but much better than what Shaq did.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll check it out one day. Maybe. I do. It's on Disney Plus, right?
Yeah, it should be there.
Yeah, it should be there.
Okay. If you guys get this, you're definitely, whoever gets this is the ultimate podcast winner tonight. You've earned the most points. You get 5 billion points for this one. Now, the reason I put this in is because it actually goes back to earlier, kind of does a little tie-in. One of my favorite movies of all time. But this song, the singer, original singer of this song died at the age of 90 in 2017.
All right, this is an oldie. But, well, it's an oldie where I come from. All right, guys, listen, this is a blues riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Yep. Now,
Johnny, go.
Okay, so the song is Johnny B. Goode. Anyone know the original singer of that song? He died at the age of 90 in 2017. For five.
Johnny B. Goode?
No, that's the name of the song.
Uh huh.
The original singer of that song was No One Wins. We have no winner for the podcast tonight.
It's Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry. Yep. Too late, Derek. Too late. All right, in 2019, and there's no clip for this, obviously, but Disney buys Fox for $71 billion. Disney buys Fox for $71 billion, and we get a fake-ass Quicksilver. God damn it.
So sour on that?
Yeah, I'm pissed, dude. I read that. I'm like, you spent $71 billion to fake me out in WandaVision? God damn it. So, that's it for nerd news tonight. You guys got any, or not nerd news, but a back in time. So, Derek, did you like the new intro? I played it for the guys, but you were off peeing or doing something before the podcast.
No, I liked it. I heard it. The intro for the nerd news. I liked it.
No, you not did? The. Oh, okay. No, not that one. What have you heard? The new what if intro?
No. What is the what if intro?
Well, here you go.
Ponder the question.
Thank you for letting me borrow that Disney copyrighted 2021. All right. So now we're going to enter the bread and butter, the jelly and peanut butter part of our podcast, the what if. And I actually got a question for you guys. And this actually comes from Oscar. Oscar, thank you for that. So let's just say Oscar sent this and he says, what happened if your pillow could collect all your dreams? And in the morning, you could plug in your pillow to your computer and play them back. Like, would you want to do that?
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to know what happens.
It'll be interesting to see what dreams you play out or what plays out, like what your pillow like captures and plays it back for you. That'd be really interesting.
I think it'd be freaky, like, to see the dream. I had a dream about Daniel. Don't take it the wrong way. I know you're gonna be all like, ooh, Sky. But I had a dream about Daniel and the Mandalorian. Like, we were in this ooh, dream Sky. Together.
I was your Mandalorian. You're my baby Yoda.
He's like, hey, let me see your baby Yoda. No, but it was weird. Like, I would like to see that because I didn't remember all of it, but I remember like, oh, that was badass. Like, and I always have weird like flying dreams and stuff, and like, but I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to know. Like, some of them are crazy and freaky, and I wake up all shitty, you know? What about you, Derek? I'm sure you have some crazy dreams watching all the horror movies you do.
No, I initially never really had more like horror movies or horror movie inspired dreams or anything like that. I've had some trippy ones, but I think because of the drugs. But other than that, I'd be in the middle. I mean, I'd kind of be curious to try it at least once, but then that's it. Give it the old college co-ed try.
All right, what is one of the craziest dreams you think you've ever had?
Oh, I don't even know.
I had one where I legit felt like I was flying. Like, I was like, it's just, like,
it's just the weed, man.
Like, I specifically knew like I was legit, like, in my job, was flying in my dream. Like, I legit knew it was a dream, but I didn't wake up from it. I feel like I was flying. Like, I felt the air in my face. it felt pretty cool to me. Like, that dream felt pretty nice. And then when I woke up several hours later, I'm like, damn it, was it real?
I'm so high.
So high.
It wore off.
All right, I got a question, another one for you guys. I'm gonna use a Derek sent me one too, and I think this is a really cool one. What's one movie that totally missed the casting of the main characters or one of the main characters? What I actually knew when he sent that, I knew mine right away. And I loved this book, and I hated the character casting in this movie. I still like the movie, but I hated the character casting. So I'm gonna go with you, Daniel, first.
What movie? Go. Make me last, because I'm still thinking.
Okay, Oscar, do you have one?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe. I don't know.
Let me go first.
All right, Derek, you're
up. I know. I'm going to say Adrian Brody in Predators.
Oh, yeah.
He tries so hard to be like the scruffy, tough, like, mercenary, but dude, he ain't it, bro.
Yeah.
Giant-ass Predators.
Was that like the newest Predator when he's like on like that different world?
Yeah, when they're on the different planet.
Okay. I just want to make sure that you what actor you're talking about.
Yeah. Him, dude. He just doesn't fit. It goes from like Arnold to who was the second guy? Glover? Donald Glover?
Danny Glover, yeah.
Yeah. So then it goes to like Adrian Brody. Like, come on, man.
That's okay. So mine is I love the. Anne Rice's Interview with the Vampire series. I love those books. Vampire Lestat's one of my favorite books I've ever read. Tom Cruise? Oh, hell no. That, like, I love that movie just because it's just that genre, that book. Not Vampire Lestat, but the Interview with the Vampire book. But I like Tom Cruise as well, but oh God, he was horrible as the Vampire Lestat. I hated him in that role. So to me, he was Brad Pitt was okay. I think I would have not liked Brad Pitt in that role if Tom Cruise wasn't there. Tom Cruise completely distracted me from that movie, and I'll still watch the movie. And every time I'm like, oh, like Tom Cruise is killing me. So I always thought that was a bad casting for that. I don't know who they could have put there, but it definitely wasn't Tom Cruise. Like, he wasn't my pick for that.
Mm-hmm. I say Lex Luthor.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
I had one on top of my tongue, and I just couldn't think about it. I'm like, all right, there it is.
Yeah, he's
Lex Luthor. Yeah,
he was horrible casting for that role.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. That's a winner so far for sure. A nerd winner too. All right, Oscar.
Mr. Freeze, fucking what's his name? Arnold.
Yeah, that's a good one too. That's a
classic.
That's actually a good one too. It's a classic because he has so many one-liners, but he was so bad in that role, like so bad.
And also in general, the movie Dragon Ball Evolution. Oh, they made a Dragon Ball Z movie
so much,
and they made it. They made it in a live action. It was retarded. I mean, it's
so bad.
Use that word, but it was really stupid. It was so bad. It was bad. I was like,
it wasn't even money. In was the like, class rather... of like it's still bad. It's good. It was just bad. Like it was straight up just bad.
Yeah. Like even like some of the characters, like they had Piccolo, that guy, the character, the animator, that paint job they did on that guy doesn't even come close to how Piccolo really looks like. It was just bad.
It was like the whole cast, you're saying?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Pretty much.
The opening credits.
And, it's the whole movie, like the entire movie was trash.
I've never seen him this angry. This is great. I love it. Thank you, Oscar. Usually he's looking at the stars and shit's happening.
It's because like Dragon Ball Z was it's part of my world all my life. Mm-hmm. You know, from Dragon Ball to Dragon Ball Z to Dragon Ball GT to Dragon Ball Super. I mean, it's just
you really love the balls, don't you? Life. That's awesome.
Yeah, I really like the balls, and it's just for when that movie came out, I was super excited, and then when I saw it, I was like, this is trash.
I'm sorry. We could talk about it. Just give me a call sometime. All right, I got another one for you guys. Would you rather know the date of your death or the cause of your death?
I think we talked about this. This is when
we didn't know the date. It wasn't the date or the cause. It was a different question. It was like, did we say this one before?
Yes, we did. Ross was like, I don't want to know because I want to, like, you know, he had this, like,
on my meaning of my life.
Yeah, we talked about the date of the death, but not the cause. Like, if you had to make a choice, what would you choose? Would you want to know the date or the cause?
Do we get to pick the cause?
No,
you just find out.
You just know.
Oh.
And even if we did answer it again, fucker.
I just picked the date.
You picked the date? You want to know exactly when? I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I would live in anxiety my whole life.
No, it's like saying, like, you're going to die by getting it ran over. What the fuck? I'm never going to drive or walk outside again.
Yeah, but then you're going to be one of those people in your bedroom and the car goes through the window.
Yeah, I'd rather, now, like, all right, I can do whatever I want till this day. Pretty much.
All right. Well, since we answered that one, we'll move on. I got one more for you guys, and then we'll go on to... another one. This one actually is kind of specifically for Derek, but we'll all answer it. I actually read this and I thought of Derek. I said, okay, and I'll say, Derek, if you were stranded on an island with no food, mm-hmm. with your dog mm-hmm. and your brother mm-hmm. or a sibling,
what do you eat?
Would you kill your dog to feed your sibling or let your sibling die of hunger?
Obviously kill the dog.
Really? Jake wins?
Yep. He was here first.
Oh, man.
He was here first. It was a close race, but he was here first.
I actually thought you would debate that for a second. Like, which one would I do? I'm going to ask Daniel because he's going to probably make Vanessa cry right now.
Oh, God.
Would Peanut? Peanut wouldn't feed anyone, though, dude.
It's just a snack. Yeah.
What about you, Oscar?
I'll be sad, but I'll go as I am a legend. I'll lay down with my boy and just choke him out. You know, just don't look at him. Just look straight, you know, straight to the stars. Don't look at me.
Don't look at me, little puppet.
Only Oscar can make that sound romantic. Like I'd sit down with them and like, I am legend. And I'd choke him out.
While I murder my dog.
Oh my God, that's great! You guys got any for the?
Yeah, I got one.
All right, I'll go first. Go first.
No, mine's a very easy one. You go.
Okay, mine's a little bit harder one.
There you go.
Okay, if you can switch, to be somebody else for one day within our group, who would it be? So you would live in their life, in their shoes, in a sense, for one day. Who would it be?
We'll start with I'll start and then we'll go Derek, Oscar, then you, Daniel. And I actually would pick Derek because I'd love to see what like Derek's world's like, what he does on a daily basis. Like, because I want to know if I need to call the cops or not when I get done.
You probably sleep half your day.
Sleep half the day. How much lotion do you go through it during a day, Derek?
And then I dry hand it. I wasn't born with such luxuries.
All right, Derek, what about you?
Probably Oscar. Just saying. On his day off, smoke weed and just hang out in the room.
You wouldn't even remember you were Oscar, though. You'd be so stoned.
Well, there you go. I think it'll all be a dream. Seeing on the camera.
You'll be flying.
Yeah, I'm going to say Oscar.
Oscar, okay. What about you, Oscar?
I want to say Sky, bro. I want to say you. I want to see what you do on a daily basis.
Work and cry.
Work and cry. Be robotic for a day. Robotic for a day.
Yeah. You get to use those super hips, jumping around like an old Chinese movie. All right, Daniel, what about you?
I agree with you, Sky. I think I would be Derek for the day just to see what the heck Derek does on a daily basis. Yeah.
like he's going to wake up tomorrow and go, would I really want to kill
him? Am I me today?
Yeah, am I me today? Do I really want to get rid of Zero? I don't know if Jake deserves it. I could have his new Nightmare on Elm Street video. Damn it. What should I do?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shit. All right, Derek, what is yours? Oh, okay.
Go for it.
No, I was going to say if, because it would be interesting to also, I actually think I would want to be Adam for day two. Like, I'd really want to see what Adam's day, like, consists of, you know?
Morning walk at 4 a.m. and then play with lightsabers at night. That's your day right there.
Is that what he does?
His lightsaber video was pretty cool, though. I liked it, dude. Yeah. I'd hit myself in the head. Boom.
Oh, shit. Dude, I would have cut off, like, two arms.
Yeah. He got shot out on our Instagram page, too.
Oh, he did? Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Adam, that's a really cool lightsaber, dude. I liked it.
Yeah. I like your stick, Adam. Nice and big.
Fucking stick.
Now has a big stick.
No comment.
Okay, my question is, the most unfair bosses in video games, in your opinion? One.
Oh, man. Is it recent video games or you can go way back?
They go way back. It doesn't matter.
Oh, shit. That's a good one. Do you have one already? I need a minute.
Yeah, I do. This is just going to be a general covering of the question, but any fighter cabinet last bosses. Because they are going to just chew up your quarters. So, like, on X-Men versus Street Fighter, it's Apocalypse. So it's like either you know the combos or you're just going to get your ass, like, handed to you.
Yeah.
Mine is Tekken 3. Fucking hate the monster beast. Flying and a flamethrower and everything.
Ogre.
Yep. That was unfair.
He was cool to unlock, though.
Yeah, he was. Oscar?
Mine would be the Super Smash Brothers, the hand, the final boss, the big old glove hand. The white hand.
It just flips you off.
That was bullshit.
I think I have two. I don't know if you guys ever played Dragon's Lair, but Dragon's Lair, I would always get to the final boss, and it's basically pattern movements. You have to remember patterns and when to push a button, and it was so many on that last one. Like, I would always mess up because I would get so nervous. So Dragon's Lair would be my first one, and my second one would actually be Mike Tyson's Punch Out. Like, I fucking
that was so rigged.
Yeah, I can never beat Mike Tyson, dude. Like, I still to this day, like, I actually want to buy that game because I have an NES. And, like, beat the shit out of Mike Tyson. Even if I have to step on the fucking cartridge. But, oh, man, that drove me crazy. I hated Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, if you're listening, I really don't hate you.
F you.
Yeah, don't bite my ear off.
Bro.
Come at me. Come at me. You got something? You want to start? All right, guys. We're at the end of the podcast for the night. So, Just a reminder, next week is it, man. It's a big one. It's the 1 year anniversary. We're over 50 episodes for the year, obviously, because we've been doing them pretty consistently this year, almost every week. So That's also an accomplishment in itself. But gentlemen, like, we're there. Like, it's going to be the Gathering birthday. 1 year old. It's awesome. I'm very excited. So just come back next week. Join us for another round of nerd news and what if and some special guest stars and just some gathering fun.
Yeah, that chip, you don't want to miss it. We're going to post it on our IG Live. It's just going to be one interesting challenge just for you guys. 1 year for you guys.
I'm not. Now I'm scared. I'm scared. Uh-oh. And you know what? Just, again, everyone, thank you for being with us and hanging out with us and giving us an hour of your time. I know everyone's super busy, and hopefully we made your drive better, made you laugh. We do this for fun and we love it. So thank you so much for being a part of the Gathering. From me, Sky, Oscar, Daniel, and Derek, don't forget to gather on.